Today's shift. You're not the main character in everyone's story. Let's start with a moment we've all experienced. You text a friend, no reply. You see them active on Instagram. The mind starts whispering, did I do something wrong? Are they ignoring me? Do they not care? Or maybe it's at work, you're in a meeting, someone cuts you off. Later, they walk past you without a hello, and suddenly that voice again, what's their problem? Was it something I said? Or maybe it's closer to home. A partner who's quieter than usual, a colleague who doesn't laugh at your joke, a parent who sounds distant on the phone, and your brain instantly pulling threads from the past, tying them into a story. They're mad. I messed up. It's my fault. Here's the thing. We all do this, every single one of us. Because inside, every adult is a little kid. A kid who just wants to feel seen, liked, safe. And when something feels off, that kid jumps to conclusions. Usually one conclusion, it must be me. It's a natural reflex. Our brains are wired to detect social threat. Silence, cold tone, missed message. Our nervous system flares up like, danger, we've upset the tribe. But here's the kicker. Most of the time, it's not about you. It's about them. They were tired, distracted, anxious, grieving, busy. Caught in their own story, but we rarely see that first because our inner child has a spotlight and it's pointed firmly at us. This spotlight's self-focus is a survival strategy. It says, if I can spot the problem, I can fix it. But it also leads to warped interpretations. We become mind readers, storytellers, and not in a good way. We assign intent. We invent motives. We build entire emotional soap operas out of small moments. And when we do, we miss the real story. That friend who didn't text back, maybe she's overwhelmed. Maybe she's spiraling. Maybe she needs someone to reach in, not retreat out. That colleague who was abrupt, maybe he just got bad news. Maybe he's under pressure. Maybe it had nothing to do with you. That partner who didn't laugh at your joke. Maybe they're stressed about something they're not ready to say out loud. We talk a lot about empathy these days, but here's one of the most overlooked aspects of it. Empathy isn't just feeling for someone. It's decentering yourself in the story. It's pausing the inner dialogue that says, what does this mean about me? And replacing it with, what might be going on with them? That single switch, that shift changes everything. Now, don't get it twisted. This doesn't mean we never get hurt. It doesn't mean we excuse bad behavior. Boundaries still matter. Respect still matters. But it does mean we bring more curiosity and less conclusion, more questions, fewer accusations, more grace, less self-blame. It means we interrupt that spiraling monologue that always starts with, what did I do wrong? And instead we ask, what else could be true? Here's a personal story. There was a time I was working on a big project with someone I deeply respected, great collaborator, good rhythm, strong communication, until radio silence, emails unanswered, meetings missed. My mind, it went straight to panic. I must have said something wrong. They're pulling out. I've blown days past. No word. I started rehearsing apology messages in my head. Worried, embarrassed, even a little angry. And then the call came. Family emergency. They'd been completely offline, dealing with something devastating. And there I was, holding my little what did I do wrong script, only feeling like a child at the wrong play. That moment taught me something. My instinct was self-focus. But the reality was far bigger than me. And that's the trap we all fall into. We confuse emotional intelligence with emotional ego. True emotional intelligence isn't just being aware of your own feelings. It's being aware enough to know when they're clouding your judgment. It's knowing that feelings aren't facts, that assumptions aren't evidence, that the loudest voice in your head isn't always telling the truth. So here's a challenge for you. Next time you find yourself spiraling into, they must be mad at me. They don't like me. I must have done something wrong. Pause, take one breath, step out of the spotlight and ask, what else might be going on here? That's your adult superpower, your ability to zoom out, to soften the self-focus, to see the human in front of you, not just the story you've created. Because sometimes, maybe even most times, it's not about you. And when you remember that, you unlock something powerful, a deeper kind of presence, a more generous kind of love, a steadier kind of self-worth, one that doesn't swing with every missed message or strange tone. That's the shift. And it's one that changes everything. Let's keep going, because here's the wild part. Even when it is about you, it still might not be about you. Let me explain. People project all the time. They walk around with their own fears, insecurities, unmet needs, and sometimes you become the screen they project it all onto. Your confidence might trigger their doubt. Your silence might stir their abandonment wound. Your no might bump into their lifelong fear of rejection. And suddenly, they're reacting not to you, but to a version of you filtered through them. So again, even when someone lashes out or shuts down because of you, the story they're reacting to probably isn't the whole truth. It's theirs. It's old. It's layered. That doesn't mean you ignore it, but it does mean you don't have to absorb it like gospel. Because mature empathy isn't just about others. It's also about yourself. It's saying, I can hold space for your feelings without making them my fault. I can be curious about your behavior without twisting myself into shame knots. I can check in without checking out of my own emotional sanity. Empathy is not self-erasure. Emotional intelligence isn't masochism. You don't need to shrink just because someone else is uncomfortable. You don't need to apologize just to keep the peace. You don't need to take responsibility for feelings that weren't yours to carry in the first place. Here's a truth most of us didn't grow up hearing. You're allowed to notice someone is upset and not take it personally. You're allowed to see a change in energy and not make it your job to fix it. You're allowed to ask, what's mine and what's not? That's not cold. That's clarity. And clarity is a kindness to both of you. Because when you stop making everything about you, something beautiful happens. You finally make space for what is about you, the real things, the actual feedback, the moments where you genuinely did misstep, misspeak, or misread. And instead of being defensive, you're available, you're steady, you're open, you've got emotional margin to say, you're right, I didn't handle that well. I hear you. Not because you're scrambling for approval, but because you're grounded enough to grow. You've created an inner space that's not constantly under siege by imagined rejection. So when real critique comes, it doesn't feel like the end of you. It feels like evolution. And that is such a superpower. Most people are stuck in emotional survival mode, scanning every silence for threat, every tone for trouble. But you can rise above that. You can stay soft and strong. You can feel feelings and filter facts. You can be connected to others without being consumed by them. That's emotional adulthood. And let's be honest, most of us are still learning it, because this stuff, it doesn't get taught in school. It doesn't come pre-installed. It gets built over time in small moments, moments like this one. So what can you do? Here's a few tiny shifts to try this week. One, notice the spotlight. When you feel a twinge, a weird moment, a social hiccup, pause and ask, is this really about me or am I making it about me? Two, get curious, not conclusive. Instead of deciding what's true, wonder what might be. I wonder what's going on with them. Is a softer place to stand than they're mad at me. Three, zoom out. Imagine watching the situation like a scene in a film. You're not the only character. There are other plot lines, other backstories. Four, ask instead of assume. Hey, you seemed a bit quiet earlier. Everything okay? This beats the mental torture of silent guessing every time. Five, affirm your own okayness. Sometimes a feeling is just yours. That's okay. Let it pass through without letting it take over. And maybe the biggest one of all, practice not needing everything to be about you. Because ironically, when you stop trying to center yourself, you start to center your power. You become the kind of person others trust. The kind who can hold tension without escalating it. The kind who can be honest without being hurtful. The kind who knows when to take a breath. And when to take a stand. Empathy isn't weakness, it's courage. The courage to step outside your own echo chamber, to give others the benefit of the doubt, without losing your own voice in the process, to remember that every single person you meet is fighting a battle you can't see. And sometimes that battle has nothing to do with you, and sometimes the battle is with you, but it's worth having with grace. Because you've grown, you've softened, you've strengthened, you've shifted, not from it's all about me to it's never about me, but to something far more powerful. It's not always about me, and that's a relief. So here's your challenge. The next time you feel that inner child jumping in, making up stories, assigning blame, craving reassurance, pause, breathe, ask what else might be true, and act from that place, the place of grounded, generous, self-secure empathy. That's the shift. That's the work. That's the real you, stepping out of the spotlight and into emotional intelligence. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and give me a rating on the podcast platform you're listening on and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on new episodes. Until next time, keep shifting.